Need a break? Relax. Grab a coffee. And join the conversation with Mariska on Two Sugars.
Face in my mind as I drive away. Cause none of us thought it was gonna end that way. People are people and sometimes we change our minds. But it's killing me to see you go after all this time. The music starts playing like the end of a sad movie. It's the kind of ending you don't really want to see. Cause it's tragedy and it'll only bring you down. Now I don't know what to be without you around. Never simple, never easy. Never a clean break. No one here to save me. You're the only thing I know, like the back of my hand. And I can't breathe without you. But I have to breathe without you. But I have to. Never wanted this, never wanna see you hurt. Every little bump in the road I tried to swerve. People are people and sometimes it doesn't work out. And nothing we say is gonna save us from the fallout. And we know it's never simple, never easy. Never a clean break, no one here to save me. You're the only thing I know, like the back of my head. And I can't breathe without you. But I have to breathe without you. But I have to.
Well, this is a great song, isn't it? Breathe by Taylor Smith. What's her name?
Swiftie.
Oh, yeah. It's the Dimmer Swiftie. You can't get it wrong.
Well, no, that's a great track. She's put out a whole heap of tracks, hasn't she? So, yeah, there's another one. Anyway, you were away last week. You're back. Yay.
I am back. And I am still breathing, so that's an appropriate song.
My gosh. And I can tell you all of our listeners out there, I can see her, and she is. So I promise you, she's there breathing away. What's up with your breathing?
Oh, well, you know, the same old with all the problems that I've had with the lung issues, etc. And so I decided I was going to try and do homeopathic like I always used to all my life. Never had any pharmaceutical medicine. And for some reason, I have gone totally pharmaceutical, taking a steroid called, what's it called? Can't remember. Trelegy. And I've been having so many problems, you know, like my arms and legs and that look like a 90-year-old's. The skin all goes very, very soft and...
Hey, our listeners are aware, she's not that far off 90 anyway, but yeah.
Come on, I've got a long way to go. Anyway, cut the boring stuff. I decided I was going to try homeopathic, so I went off the steroid. Now, me being me, do I go off it slowly over a period of a week or two? Do I, you know, take it one day and miss a day and take it the next day? No, not me. Cold turkey, straight off, no steroid at all for 3 weeks. And I had already researched, spent weeks and weeks and weeks researching homeopathic stuff. So I had one syrup to take in the morning and one syrup to take in the evening and a couple of nose inhaler things to take, and I'm taking raw cinnamon with honey, which makes me sneeze because I'm slightly allergic to honey. And I mean, I'm taking all this. The drink's worse than ever. You mix cinnamon with fresh lemon juice and a couple of drops of peppermint oil and a couple of drops of eucalyptus oil into a mixture to take every morning and every night. I could only take a teaspoonful of it. It was so foul. I'm supposed to be a cup of it, but it's all the stuff that's supposed to build your lungs up. So I'm going great guns. The first 2 weeks I'm going, yes, this is working. And I'm out there fishing and driving my van and going for walks along the beach and managing to nearly get up to 10,000 steps a day. I've sort of got to about 7,000-8,000 steps a day. And then the world came crashing down. Yes, exactly. It was like, I can't even walk 2 steps a day back on the steroids.
So what's their main function for taking them?
They open your airways. That's all they do. I do have Ventolin as well, which they have told me to use like my emergency inhaler. So if I'm really bad and can't breathe, the Ventolin opens the airways quicker, but it doesn't last as long.
Right.
So the steroid, the Trelegy, it opens the airways. You've got to take it every morning, and it opens the airways slowly but lasts all day. You know, and you
right. So it's making you breathe. So it's keeping you alive.
It's keeping me alive. But it is a steroid, so there's a whole pile of side effects from it. And it's a powder, and that powder sits in your lungs. And thirdly, all it's doing is keeping me alive. It's not healing anything. All it's doing is keeping me breathing. It's not healing anything. I was trying to heal as well as keep breathing.
At least we've got you breathing. That's a good start. You kind of see that, don't you?
Yeah, sometimes you wonder, with the side effects, it's like, is it worth it? Or, yeah, okay, the sun's shining, it's still worth it. Lord, check up on me in winter time when the sun's not shining. I might change my mind.
Well, talking about that, how do we look after, you know, when you're feeling like shitty, whether it's something that you have to take to keep breathing, but you know, when you do feel like quite crappy and stuff, or whether it's something that you have to take because of your health, or whether it's just what's happening, you know, around you, how do you look after your mental health around that? You know, what do you do to kind of keep chirpy?
Music, and that's what's been keeping me going ever since I got this whole horrible stuff after the COVID vaccine caused its damage. So I just have a range of music, and this is where Spotify is absolutely fabulous. So I've got my, the only thing is I'm too mean to pay for Spotify Premium, so my music keeps getting ads in the middle of it, which is sort of defeats the purpose sometimes. but it's just another monthly cost, which I can't afford. So I have my, my sleep music, my sleep mode music, which is all very, which is absolutely lovely. And you hope like hell you fall to sleep before the ads come on. Otherwise it breaks the mood tremendously.
And so do you have that playing out loud, or are you not wearing headphones? You're having that just playing out loud as you're going to bed?
It depends where I am. I have it playing through my hearing aid. If I'm in a place where there's other people around, if I'm just in my van and I'm miles away from other people and I'm not going to keep anybody else up, I just have it playing through my Bluetooth speaker.
Yeah.
I don't bother with hearing aids anymore. I have got them. I've got a couple of earbuds so I could pop in, but I haven't used them ever since I went back to wearing a hearing aid,
Wouldn't that be interesting, you know, those ads coming up and you're like almost asleep and they're subliminally going, buy me, and the morning you wake up and go, oh, I must go and buy such and such.
If they were subliminally going, buy me, I would go and buy such and such. But they're not. It's this loud woman's voice that goes, 3 months free premium. In the loudest voice that you could possibly imagine. It always blows the music away. But anyway, mental health music. When you're feeling down and miserable and you're lying in bed and you're going, oh, I want to top myself. I don't want to live anymore. This is horrible. Just make yourself go to some music, whether it be on TV or in your phone. If it's in your phone, go to music. Don't go to Instagram and Facebook, and because that will definitely make you go push that button and tip you over the side. Go to music, always music, no matter what you like.
I wonder if it's, you know, one day, like it's interesting where you said you had like different musics for different things. So sleep music, you know, I suppose if you were really organized, which I'm not anyway, you could have your little kind of collective of, this is my music if I'm going to go to sleep. This is music if I'm feeling like shitty this way or shitty that way. Yeah.
Yeah, I've got that. In Spotify, you can have all your own libraries. And, you know, I've got my soul music and I've got my just popular music I like and my sleep music and my exercise music for the routines that I'm supposed to do every day, and I'm lucky if I do once a week at the moment. And yeah, I've got little lots of music for all sorts. I have music for when I know I've got my grandies around, so that's the music they like, but I can't stand. So yeah, it's easy on Spotify to have all that. It really is a good organisation. It's worth me paying the premium.
Yeah. And do you just stop and listen, or you just have it going?
Just
this is interesting.
Going.
Just have it going.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. It's amazing how quickly it will trigger the happy hormones. You know, it's like the other thing that you do, which is really, really good when you're really depressed, is you go to a mirror and you stand there and you smile at yourself. And it might be a grimace to begin with because you're so down in the dumps and pissed off and ready to put a gun to your head. So it's going to be a grimace to begin with. But if you just keep standing there and making yourself smile at the mirror, the hormones kick in.
Yeah.
And before you know it, it's turned you around so that you're in a different place.
Yeah, cool. And I think all those stresses and everything everybody has, it's just sometimes I think it's also just stopping. Just stop. Even if it's for 1 minute, just stop and do nothing. I'm usually finding in the garden when I get grumpy. I'm out in the garden doing something there. But, you know, I was thinking when I was thinking about this topic. Sometimes at work, you're just like from one end to the other and you just don't get to stop and you just don't get a moment and you feel like just, oh my God. The car wash.
Yeah.
If you go and wash your car in the car wash, you can't do anything. You just have to sit there. Just sit there. And sometimes that used to be my kind of time out, just stopping and just doing nothing. Yeah. But I think someone told me the other day, they just find, even if it's 60 seconds, like 1 minute, and they just stop and do absolutely nothing just to de-stress and to breathe. Yeah. I mean, isn't it the things that you do?
Just totally stop where you are. What a lot of people will say is But what? I'm walking down the street and I just stop in the middle of the street and do nothing? You know, I go, yeah. Instead of just walking down the street and your mind is in your head and you've got all these thoughts going on, look out, look at the cars, check the colours of the car, look at what people are wearing, look at the sky, listen for bird sound. Do anything that takes your mind away from what was really annoying you and making you angry or making you depressed or whatever. Everything. I will often, like I did this a couple of days ago, I was walking a couple of dogs down the beach and the dogs weren't listening to me and they were annoying me and I was really tired because I hadn't been taking this to get thin and I was starting to get the side effects from having gone off this medicine I'd been. And so I just sat down in the sand and I went, dogs, I'm over you. You're not listening to me. And I just sat there and looked at the sea. And I was white caps everywhere. I'm going, oh, there's about 20 knots, 25 knots. And I'm just looking at the sea and looking at what's out on the sea and just taking no notice of anything. And next thing I know, the dogs were all over me licking me.
Yeah.
You know? So.
Isn't it funny? I joined a session on this as well, and I remember someone said, "Oh, you know, they were saying, well, how do you de-stress?" And one lady goes, "Oh," she said, "Well, you know, when I'm walking from meeting to meeting, I'll put on my headphones and listen to some, whatever she listens to. It wasn't music. It was just anyway." And I said, "You're still wired. Mm. You're still wired."
Yeah.
And she kind of looks and she went, oh, yeah, I'm not giving my brain a break because I'm now putting more stuff in it, but stuff that I like. And it was just a kind of moment where we kind of all went, we're still wired. As you say, you just have to stop, sit, whatever, just be. Yeah.
And if you are attuned to that ability to be able to just stop and, you know me, Mother Nature. I say just stop and tune into Mother Nature. That's what I was doing when I sat in the sand. I'm just tuning into Mother Nature, the ocean, everything. Not people, not animals, not anything else, but just Mother Nature. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing how you get a reward from that. Now, I did something the other day which just blew me away. I was having to explain to a lady why I'd lost my boat, which isn't a story I talk about that often, but it's a sad story for me because my boat was incredibly important to me and it was my whole life's work and savings in that boat. So I was giving this woman a very, very brief and I thought a very chirpy explanation for why I'd lost my boat. And her little dog came up. And for the first time, I'd been there for about half an hour and Arlo had not come up to me once. Mm. But when I started telling that story, Arlo came right up to me. He put himself in my lap. He licked my hands. He licked my throat. He tried to give me kisses. And then when I responded and went, oh my God, you recognize that feeling in me. You've come to give me comfort. And he went, yes. And then off he went again and ignored me for the rest of the year. You know? But that, to me, was the most soul-lifting thing. You know, this Mother Nature is just so beautiful in how she does stuff.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And they know, don't they? They seem to know more than we do, than we can pick up on as well.
Yeah, it's just a vibration or something that they get to, you know? Yeah, so I guess, you know, with things like that, I have to keep breathing, so I'll have to keep taking this goddamn steroid.
Well, it'd be interesting if our listeners out there know anything different than that. I mean, apart from your lemon and cinnamon and eucalyptus. Oh, my God. I can't even imagine those tastes together.
There's so many more. Like, there's a plant called mullein and there's a plant called wonga. Anyway, I am going to look for these plants and I am going to try and grow them and see if I can. And I am going to keep doing the homeopathic but make my own because it is so expensive. So far I've spent about $300 on a month's exercise that didn't work. So, yeah, I'll keep trying to get my own product and see if I can't improve the healing aspect if it's at all possible, even if I can't improve the breathing aspect, you know.
We just do need to keep you breathing, though, whichever way you go.
Yes, yes. Well, for now it's worth it. Now there's still too much world to explore.
Now, I'm also looking at you, Irene, and I see you're bandaged up, strapped up by your shoulder. Have you been out heaving things?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you're in the right old pickle today, aren't you?
I've been under my van and I've been over my van and I've been doing things and climbing up ladders and, yeah, a little bit too much for the old bones and muscles, and they just weren't happy and they let me know about it in no uncertain terms.
Actually, it's that time of the year, isn't it, with the winter sports coming back on and everybody, you know, starting to think about ramping up. I think someone said the other day, I was listening to a personal trainer, and he said actually most of the injuries happen pre-season when everybody is starting to warm up and kind of, you know, getting themselves back together.
Well, I appreciate the thought to winter sports and training and getting, but I don't think any of that actually applies to me, darling. I just worked very hard on getting up to 10,000 steps.
We'll have those 10,000 steps. How long's 10,000 steps?
About 5 kilometres.
Okay. Yeah, that's a wee way. And interestingly, when you're in a house, you probably do more than you would do in your van as well.
Well, no, not really. I mean, obviously I'm not walking around my van, but I need to do a lot of walking from my van to get to anywhere, whereas in a house everything's there, you know.
Well, that's true as well.
I think I'd probably do more walking when I'm in my van and staying at somebody's place. I'm backwards and forwards to my van like a yo-yo. And it's all related to the time involved too. We're not talking about getting fit. I mean, in the days when I did loads of sports and everything, I had to do that 10 kilometres within a certain time period. Otherwise, I wasn't pushing myself to get any fitter. Now I'm just happy if I do 5 kilometres.
Yeah.
I don't care how long it takes me.
And it's more about being healthy.
It's all about being healthy, yeah. Well, being fit is being healthy. That's my mental attitude, has always been that. If you're fit, then you're healthy. If you're healthy, then you're fit. It doesn't have to be super muscularly fit, but it needs to be fit enough for the body that you've got at the time, you know?
Oh, I like that. The body that you've got at the time. I love that. I'm going to hold on to that thought. Because you're right. Whichever one you're in at this time, this moment, to what you'll actually do for yourself. Yeah, there you go. So you still wear one of those steppy things. Are they still the trend?
I still wear what?
One of those step things. How many steps you do?
Oh, no. Only my phone. Samsung Health and my phone. I got a Samsung girl, not a I this and I that and Apple this and Apple that. I've got a Samsung and it has a app, which everybody who has a Samsung has, and it's Samsung Health.
Oh.
And it measures everything I walk, and if I want to, which I don't, but if I want to put in how many laps I've swum or how long I've spent swimming or doing other things, you can as well. And you can set your goals and your targets, which I don't do either. I just purely look at it to see what I've done for the day.
Well, there you go. I've got a Samsung. I never even knew it was in there. I probably think was probably not interested that it was in there. But hey guys, tell us what you do to keep both your mental health and your physical health up. We'd love to hear some of the different things that you do. And by gosh, if you've got another concoction for Irene, do let us know, because we want to keep her breathing, because that's really important for us. But those lungs sometimes have different ideas, don't they? Do share with us what you do. I'd love to hear from you. Jump on our Facebook page. But that's us from us this week. And we'll see you guys the same time, same place next week.